Up first, though, we get the second hour underway by talking hockey. And to do that, well, we turn to our favorite hockey guy around. He's Ty Anderson of 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. Ty, good afternoon.
Rich, how's it going?
Very well, thanks. How was your weekend?
That was great, right? An unforgettable weekend of football mixed in with a little Bruins action. So pretty much a sports dork's dream, I'd say.
Yeah, it was indeed. Well, it's been quite a month here for the Bruins. They have been playing so well in the month of January. What's the difference been from your perspective?
Well, I think the difference really starts at the top of the roster, splitting up the Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak line. I think we can officially say it's working. I would say that Pastrnak and Hall are looking phenomenal together on that second unit, really giving them some added punch there, while the Bergeron line has done its thing with Craig Smith in Pastrnak's place. So I think that's been the big difference, but also you're seeing sort of an awakening with the special teams game. The power play has scored some timely goals, had some big nights, and the PK has come through with some big kills, and they needed it. So I think that's, you know, it's kind of a perfect storm here. Everything's kind of going right for them. But really, those two things are what I'm keying in on. Just more balanced scoring depth and a special teams improvement that I think we expected to come at a certain point, given all the new faces that were involved and being integrated into their lineup, to finally see that those pieces are kind of finding their groove now. It's making a big difference, I would say, for Bruce Cassidy's team.
A rare stumble last week in that ugly loss to the Canes. What did they learn from that?
Well, I think we learned the Carolina Hurricanes are for real. And I think this is similar to, you know, when the Bruins would play teams like the Penguins and Tampa, they would get up for those games, right? And would they always win them? I don't know, but they would really emotionally get up for them. They'd get charged up for them, and I think that's how Carolina looked at Boston. I think that this is a team that the Bruins have eliminated in two postseasons, and I think that sticks with the Hurricanes personally. Like, they want to prove that they are better than Boston. They want to prove that while they are an elite team in the NHL by the record and by the standings, they got some demons they got to exercise, and I think Boston is one of those. But I think that Carolina's pace, the way they play, the five-man attack they have at all times, it's a lot to handle. And I think it's one of those teams that if you're not ready off the jump, they'll bury you. They'll do it in 10 minutes flat, too. And I think the Bruins learned that firsthand last week.
Was that a cheap shot on Marchand from your perspective the other night?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, is it a suspension? I think it may have been a one- or two-game suspension, personally. I don't think it's one of these 10-game ban kind of hits, but he's not playing the puck. He's trying to send a message, and it's Garnett Hathaway. It's the way he has to play to be productive. It's how he's made his living, especially with that Washington Capitals team. He's a good flavor for them, but it did cross the line, I think. Bit of a history here. He did something similar with Jared Tenorti last year as well. So at a certain point, I mean, these guys who keep getting away with these hits, they're never going to be repeat offenders if they're never called for it, right? So I thought it was a dirty hit. I thought it was targeted, and nothing came of it. So we're going to have to wait and see how the temperature looks for this next Caps-Bruins matchup whenever that comes.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. Now, you wrote about the third line and how well they played in that victory on Saturday.
Yeah, this is a new-look third line here with Jake DeBrusk on the left side with Charlie Coyle and Oscar Steen. I didn't love this line at first. When they first put together last week, I was like, a little too one and done for me. Not a lot of sustained pressure, attacking zone time, things of that nature. But it really feels as if they found their groove last Saturday. They were hard on the forecheck, forcing plays out of the Winnipeg end, forcing some mistakes by the Winnipeg Jets defense. Really liked their pace, their energy, their play. And that's another line that, if they can get going, now you have three lines, right? And that would truly elevate this Bruins team to legit contender status. But I think Oscar Steen, he gets scratched on Thursday night. He's back in the lineup Saturday. Perfect response from him. He scores a goal right away. He's energetic. He's getting in on the forecheck. He's doing things he's got to do to stick in this lineup. So I like the response too. Underrated response as well. Jake DeBrusk entered the day thinking he was going to be on the first line. It dropped down to the third line. Doesn't sulk, doesn't pout, goes in, puts in some work, and plays a big factor in their win. So all encouraging signs, I think, personality-wise, response-wise, and on the ice for that grouping.
Well, speaking of Jake DeBrusk, the way he's playing, the way that line is playing, what does that mean for his trade request?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? You're hitting the point, you're wondering if he's going to rescind it. I don't think he's going to. I think the problems are too deep. I think that he and Cassie are never going to see eye to eye, and that's why he wants this new start. I also think he doesn't want to be a third liner at the age of 24. I think he has higher goals for himself, so he wants a second line opportunity. He's not going to get that in Boston behind Brad Marchand and Taylor Hall. So I think it's still going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And what's been interesting is that every time you think the Bruins could move Jake DeBrusk, an injury happens, or suspension, or COVID strikes, and they need him. So it's really interesting, but I think ultimately that deal will still happen. It's just a matter of finding the perfect landing spot and the perfect timing, which for me, I think it's the deadline, right? That's when teams who are on the, you know, the playoff bubble line or trying to bolster their grouping, they're more desperate to make a move, to say they made a move, right? So that may be when the Bruins can make their best move with Jake DeBrusk. But I still think it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, really.
So what does this Bruin resurgence of late mean for their goals at the trade deadline?
Well, I think really what you're noticing here is that Eric Halla is working, right, between Taylor Hall and David Pastrnak. Now, does that change how you view the deadline in terms of getting some more center depth? I'm not sure. I think that ultimately the Bruins could still benefit from seeing who's out there and what the cost would be. You know, a guy like Claude Giroux, if he's available, I want to make that call. I even if the line's looking good, I mean, that's a player that if he's on the market, you should inquire because of what he can bring to your team. But I think defensively is still, I would say that's their big need on the right side, some depth there behind Carlo and McAvoy. This defense is about one or two injuries away from throwing some true minor leaguers into their lineup in the playoffs, which is not what they want to do. So I think defensive depth is probably where they're going to lean. But really, what's happening here with this middle six of late could really change how they view what they need at the deadline. Maybe they don't feel they need a center as badly as they did, say, in October or November, and they decide to spend it on defense. But the other thing to consider here is that they don't have a ton of capital in terms of trading for help. So you really have to hope that you, A, find the right deal like you did with David Hall last year, or B, the prices aren't as crazy as they have been in recent years because the playoff picture is kind of set in the Eastern Conference. So these are all things that could help the Bruins, but right now I would lean defensive help over forward help.
The schedule is set now. How do you think February looks for the Bruins?
Well, I think it's advantageous in the sense that you have some games against Ottawa. I mean, they're not a great team. They've pulled out some wins lately, but those are games you should win. And it's a chance to sort of, I think, find out what you are between now and the deadline. The deadline is later this year than usual. March 21st, I believe, is the deadline. So it's more time. Typically, you're making these calls in February, late February. So I would just say that it's more time to implement your game, find out what you have. Something that I'd like to see the Bruins do here at a certain point is see if Juro Vaakanainen, who has played well of late, can play on the right side. We just talked about the defensive depth and maybe trade for help there. But if he can play his offside, that may help you in terms of figuring out what you need and what you're willing to spend. So I think that it's just more time for self-discovery for the Bruins, and I think that they certainly need that because, again, we're talking about this team, right? There's a lot of things that we believe could be good, but we don't know yet. So to get some more games on the docket here and truly find out, I think is very important for this team.
What do you think we'll see against the Ducks?
Well, this Duck team, they've been really, really good in Boston historically. The second best point percentage all time among road teams against the Bruins. And Gibson was activated off the COVID list last week. John Gibson, he's played phenomenal. Come back, only given up two goals in two games against the Avalanche and the Lightning. Pretty good offensive teams, we'd say. So they're good. So much young talent on this team with Trevor Zegras. Troy Terry, you go up and down the lineup. This team is loaded with young talent. Really a surprise, I think, in the West in terms of how they're playing out of the gate. So don't be surprised if this team can hang four or five goals on this Bruins team, just the way they play, the energy and the pace they play with. So a sneaky good test, I think, for the Bruins tonight.
Ty Anderson, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Ty, we thank you as always. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot, Todd. Talking hockey here on Downtown.